So as I read this verse, I think about what motivates me to act? What motivates me to labor? And when you read it, what motivates you to labor? What motivates you to get out of your chair and endeavor on a project? When you start a new project, do you think about your success rate? Do you think about the skills and your capacity to pursue this endeavor? Do you think about the success and the recognition that you would gain from completing this work? For myself, these holidays, I've been working on a garage solution, buying all this timber, new tools, thinking about the plan in my head, how to do it. And I'm like, yes, I can achieve this. But 2 weeks later, it's still not completed because I've bumped into a lot of mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've hurt my hand, broken a few tools, but I still want to pursue it. I still have that motivation to complete this project because I know I can see the end goal. I can see what it can provide for me and my family. And when I read this passage, I also ask myself and you as well, what stops you from starting a project? What stops you in your tracks when a endeavor or a task is in front of you, especially the work of the Lord? Is it fear? Is it your inaptitude, your lack of capacity, time, knowledge, understanding, experience to do something? And the passage for me brings out a word, vain. For me, vain is such a heavy word to take in this life because no one wants to labor for nothing. No one wants to labor and not be successful. And we do that because we want to succeed in life. But in God's work, which we have read from the passage today, we're told to know that all your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And how will we know that? In 1 Corinthians 15, we've learned that all about why our life is secure. But for me as well, I always have to remind myself when I see a task in front of me, something at church to do, that, oh, why am I doing it? Why would I do this? Why would I waste my time to do this? What is the result? I can't see the result. I can't see the eternal success, the eternal purpose. Sometimes I don't know who's going to be coming, who's going to hear the word, or what impact God has planned. But all I can do is do it and remind myself of the knowledge of Christ. And some verses that help me, and hopefully you also have verses in your head that reminds you in those situations. For example, a famous one would be Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Submit to him in all your ways and he will make your path straight. Or what's another one? Another one would be Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him and he gives me strength. But that verse for me is not just that line. It also comes from contentment and knowledge of what Christ has done for me. If we are content in what 1 Corinthians 15 has said, if we are content in our security in Christ, we can do everything through him. And nothing we do, we know is not in vain. So that's a bit of sharing